Then he said farewell to his followers, each in his turn, for the last time. "I'd use no sword, no weapon, if this beast could be killed without it, crushed to death like Grendel, gripped in my hands and torn limb from limb. But his breath will be burning hot. Poison will pour from his tongue. I feel no shame with shield and sword and armor against this monster. When he comes to me, I mean to stand, not run from his shooting flames, stand till fate decides which of us wins. My heart is firm, my hands calm. I need no hot words. Wait for me close by, my friends. We shall see soon who will survive this bloody battle, stand when the fighting is done. No one else could do what I mean to, here. No man but me could hope to defeat this monster. No one could try. And this dragon's treasure, his gold and everything hidden in that tower, will be mine, or war will sweep me to a bitter death." Then Beowulf rose, still brave, still strong, and with his shield at his side and mail shirt on his breast, strode calmly, confidently, towards the tower under the rocky cliffs. No coward could have walked there. And then he, who'd endured dozens of desperate battles, who'd stood boldly while swords and shields clashed, the best of kings, saw huge stone arches and felt the heat of the dragon's breath flooding down through the hidden entrance, too hot for anyone to stand, a streaming current of fire and smoke that blocked all passage, and the Geats' lord and leader, angry, lowered his sword and roared out a battle cry. A call so loud and clear that it reached through the hoary rock, hung in the dragon's ear, the beast rose, angry, knowing a man had come. And then nothing but war could have followed. Its breath came first, a steaming cloud pouring from the stone. Then the earth itself shook. Beowulf swung his shield into place, held it in front of him, facing the entrance. The dragon coiled and uncoiled, its heart urging it into battle. Beowulf's ancient sword was waiting, unsheathed, his sharp and gleaming blade. The beast came closer. Both of them were ready, each set on slaughter. The Geat's great prince stood firm, unmoving, prepared behind his high shield, waiting in his shining armor. The monster came quickly toward him, pouring out fire and smoke, hurrying to its fate. Flames beat at the iron shield, and for a time it held, protected, Beowulf as he had planned. Then it began to melt. And for the first time in his life, that famous prince fought with the fate against him, with glory denied him. He knew it, but he raised his sword and struck at the dragon's scaly hide.